Official、あなたも LRE デジタルアプリで Voice of Indonesia の放送を聞くこともできます。そして受信報告書はメールで voilisteners@gmail.com に送られることができます。それではまた次回お会いしましょう。
Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id.and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From Indonesia to the world. Listener, here is Highlight of the Week, presenting you what is happening in Indonesia for this week with me, Steve.And you can listen to this on voanews.id, application RRI Digital, and the frequencies 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. These are the top stories.Indonesia is opening more opportunities for the European Union to engage in national development and economy. Trump and Prabowo agree on the 19% export tariff, and here is highlight of the week. Indonesia is opening more opportunities for European Union to engage in national development and the economy. More detail by Desi Anugranov.
The Indonesian government is enhancing its electronic-based government system as a step toward a more integrated digital governance. This was conveyed by Acting Deputy for the Government's Digital Transformation at the Ministry of Administrative and Bureaucratic Reform, Cahyono Tribirowo, on Monday. Cahyono emphasized that the system is not only about assessing institutional readiness, but also about improving user satisfaction in public services. Cross-agency collaboration, data integration, and management transformation are key pillars in building more efficient and transparent public services. This policy also supports Indonesian effort to join the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, as many countries have adopted similar digital transformation strategies.
This is what strengthens us together, that this is not only being done in Indonesia by the Indonesian government, but also by many countries around the world, through bureaucratic simplification, collaboration, and a focus on openness and transparency.
The Indonesian government is prioritizing business services, property management, public administration, debt revenue, and citizen life cycle services. These services are being built on a foundation of digital identity, data exchange, and digital payment system with a strong emphasis on data protection and security. Looking ahead, the government aims to ensure that 90% of civil servants possess optimal digital competences by 2029, aligning with comprehensive reform in governance and public service delivery. Desi Anugrano, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia strengthens electronic-based government system towards integrated digital services. More detail by Desi Anugrano.
President Prabowo Subianto announced that Indonesia is opening more opportunities for the European Union to engage in national development and the economy. He emphasized that Indonesia is also ready to enter the European business landscape. In bilateral meeting with President of the European Council, Antonio Costa, at the Europa Building in Brussels, Belgium on Sunday, President Prabowo highlighted that one of the key areas for continued cooperation is in education and healthcare. According to President Prabowo, Indonesia sends and funds an average of over 3,000 students to study in Europe each year. Currently, a total of around 11,000 Indonesian students have received scholarship to study in Europe, not including those who study at their own expense.
The last 2 years, we have opened a lot of sectors for foreign participation. Now we open the health sector, any foreign hospitals or medical institutions can open their subsidiaries or their affiliated institution in Indonesia. We allow now foreign hospitals to open in Indonesia. We also open now foreign campuses.
President Prabowo also stated that cooperation between Indonesia and the European Union in all aspects is essential, as Indonesia's political and legal system have been significantly influenced by European culture. Desi Anugrano, Voice of Indonesia.
Synergy of holistic policies accelerates national stunting reduction. More detail by Ofra Regina.
The Indonesian government continues to promote efforts to reduce stunting through a comprehensive data-driven approach. Speaking at the second Kajireka Policy Recommendations Dissemination Forum in Jakarta on Monday, Deputy Minister for Population and Family Development Ratu Ayu Isyana Bagusoka emphasized the importance of synergy between nutrition interventions, the strengthening of family planning programs, and the fulfillment of reproductive health rights. She highlighted three interrelated critical issues. One of them is early and exclusive breastfeeding practices as key elements in shaping effective national policies.
Yang pertama, praktik menyusui dini.
The first is early and exclusive breastfeeding practices. The second is stunting challenges in Eastern Indonesia and access to contraceptive tools and medicines. These three are crucial points in forming a holistic, evidence-based policy strategy. I strongly hope that the findings presented will not only enrich our understanding, but also encourage the birth of more applicable and well-targeted policies. For the Deputy Minister, Oka stated that with a convergence approach, accelerating stunting reductions becomes a vital step in securing the future of the next generations. Data shows that the stunting rate declined from 21.5% in 2023 to 19.8% in 2024. However, she reminded that major challenges remain, requiring stronger cross-sector collaborations going forward. Ofarina, Voice of Indonesia.
Chile Navy training ship Esmeralda visits Jakarta on a diplomatic mission. More detail by Ofra Regina.
The Chilean Navy's training ship Esmeralda docked at the Military Sea Leave Command or Colin Lamil Pier in Tanjung Priok, North Jakarta on Sunday. According to Chief of Staff of Colin Lamil Rear Admiral Eddie Haryanto, the visit of Esmeralda, which has sailed the world oceans for 69 years, is part of the 60th anniversary celebrations of diplomatic relations between Indonesia and Chile. The visit also serves as a contrast example of naval diplomacy in action.
Kunjungan Visits such as Esmeraldas to Jakarta or mutual naval visits in general are part of the traditional role of navies around the world. One of those roles is to carry out naval diplomacy in support of the broader diplomatic mission of the state.
Speaking at the same event, Chilean Ambassador to Indonesia Mario Ignacio Artaza emphasized that the Esmeralda's journey is not only about naval training, but also about carrying a message of friendship through cultural exchange.
At this point, the most important element of the relationship is people-to-people contact, whereupon both navies are able to interact, to learn their culture, of how they operate, how they work together as teams.
The vessel carries around 270 crew members, including international cadets, and will host a variety of cultural and sport activities while in Jakarta. Before arriving in Indonesia, Esmeralda had visited Hawaii, Japan, and China. Following its stop in Jakarta, the ship will continue its journey to Sydney and Papeete before returning to its home port in Valparaiso, Chile in October. Of Regina, Voice of Indonesia.
Trump and Prabowo agree on 19% export tariff. Full report by Desi Anugranov.
U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that he has reached a significant trade agreement with Indonesia. Under this deal, Indonesia export to the United States will face a fixed tariff of 19%, while American products will be allowed to enter the Indonesia market without any tariff or non-tariff barriers. Trump made this statement during a press briefing as reported by Antara News on Wednesday. He said the agreement was the result of direct negotiation between himself and the President of the Republic of Indonesia, Prabowo Subianto. Trump emphasized the full market access the U.S. now has to Indonesia, particularly in the copper sector.
On copper. As you know, Indonesia is very strong on copper, but we have full access to everything. We will pay no tariffs, so they are giving us access into Indonesia, which we never had. That's probably the biggest part of the deal. And the other part is they are going to pay 19%, and we are going to pay nothing. I think it's a good deal for both parties, but we will have full access into Indonesia.
President Trump also said that several other trade agreements with partner countries will be announced soon. Desi Anugrano, Voice of Indonesia.
case of jewelry. Many of them imported the handcrafted jewelry made in Indonesia. So, you know, I grew in the 80s, so 80s and 90s. And for instance, I grew up watching telenovelas, and it is in our dream that someday the Latin American people, especially Mercosur people, can actually see the greatness of our movie, our animation, and our creative economy products. And we do look forward to have this kind of cooperation expanded in the future through the Indonesia Mercosur CEPA.
So by knowing and having your experience, yeah, Bu Nidia, about telenovela maybe here, this can also be as an opportunity for Indonesia, yeah, to bring and to develop about Indonesian creative economy. Well, Bu Nidia, we know that before that we talk more about some goods or import products that from many countries to Indonesia. My question is, what are the most Indonesian export products that other country really need for Indonesian products, Bu Nidia? I mean, they have also more interest of Indonesian product from the Mercosur countries.
Is this the Indonesian export commodities?
Yes.
That are okay. So, as I mentioned earlier, what we export these days to Mercosur countries are palm oil derivatives, rubber products, furniture, and footwear. But in data, we also see electronic products as well as automotive products to Mercosur countries. We are all aware that we are part of a big global supply chain in automotive, especially with investment from Japan, Korea, and China. And we exported that automotive products most also to Latin American countries. So I believe this will further boost our industries, not only in clothing and footwears, but also in other sectors, including electronics as well as the automotive products.
Okay, so let's come to the final question, Bu Nidia. Maybe you have such messages or expectation for the sake of Indonesia in joining BRICS and as well as joining IM CEPA?
Well, for BRICS, definitely that is not my portfolio, but we have listened to the president that the reason why we joined BRICS because we want to have many friends from many parts of the world. And for the Indonesia Mercosur CEPA, the main reasons why we want to move forward with Indonesia Mercosur CEPA because we want to have extensive economic cooperation with five members of Mercosur, and we do hope the strengthening of this economic cooperation will bring benefits for the people both in Indonesia and Mercosur. So my message is to people of Indonesia, please kindly support this initiative, and we do look forward for the benefit in the future.
All right. Thank you very much, Bu Nidia, for your time to join this special interview today. Thank you, Bu Nidia.
Thank you very much.
Okay, have a nice day, Bu Nidia.
You too. Okay, please have a nice day, Pak.
Okay, thank you. Well, listener, that was our special interview with Director of Intra-Regional and Inter-Regional Cooperation for America and Europe of Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry, Ibu Nidia Kartika Sari.
Voice of Indonesia. Today's sound.
Hari yang mantap. Aduh sedap. Kamu di Kemang, aku juga. Kok bisa ya nang kebetulan. Hari yang mantap. Ha, aduh senang. Terngiang-ngiang, kamu sayang. Karena kita berdekatan. kau dengan kelakar. Ku jamin kamu akan nyaman.
Sudah terungkap fakta terkuat, ini adalah hari yang paling mantap. Bertemu kamu hatiku terkoyak, bagai bunga yang wangi semerbak. Wong Fei Hung, aku jadi bingung, kalau gak ada kamu aku jadi linglung. Bang Bing Bung, yuk kita nabung. Tang Ting Tung, yuk kita ngitung.
Buat apaan? Buat nikah? Daftar KUA, ijab kabul dan langsung sah.
Saya nikahkan kamu dengan anak saya sekarang Patapa-Tapa binti sekarang Beribopa. Dengan mas kawin tersebut dibayar tunai. Sah semuanya?
Oke, apa bisa? Apa bisa kita bertemu walau sebentar? Bersenda gurau dengan kelakar. Kamu akan nyaman. Ku jamin kamu akan nyaman. Oh,
Voice of Indonesia. At first glance, his face looks like the face of an adult human, with his eyes reflecting a blank, meaningless look. His body is covered in black clothes and a piece of ulos, a typical woven cloth of the Batak tribe, is slung over his shoulders. Meanwhile, on his head, he has a sortali, a kind of head covering. When the sound of music from the gondang, a traditional single-headed drum, starts to play, suddenly his sculpted body begins to move to the rhythm of the music. He is Sigaligali, a unique wooden doll from Tomok village on Samosir Island in the middle of Lake Toba in North Sumatra. Sigaligali statue was not just born just like that. There is a long history that follows it, as told by local guide Anderson Sigiro. Sigaligali is actually the story of a king's son. 600 years ago, there was a king in the Batak region or Samosir Island whose name was Raja Rahat. Raja Rahat has a son, the only son. His name is Simanggale, a pious and obedient child who has the skill of manortor or Batak dancing. However, when he was growing up, he was ordered by Raja Rahat or his father to go to war with the aim of expanding Raja Rahat's territory or kingdom area. However, in this war, Simanggale died or was killed in the battle. and his body wasn't found. Hearing this news, Raja Rahat felt sad. Yes, he regretted to lose his only son who should have given him the next generation. For the Batak people, having a son is important to continue the next generation of the family or clan line. Finding out that his only son is dead, Raja Rahat fell ill and almost lost his memory because he kept thinking about his only son who was gone. Various ways were done to cure the king, including summoning powerful shamans in the Batak region. However, none of the shamans were able to treat Raja Rahat's illness. However, one day, one of the residents had a dream. He dreamed that if the king wants to be healed, try to make a statue that looks like Raja Rahat's son. They tried to make a statue, and after the statue was finished, the statue was presented before the king. Raja Rahat saw the statue, and he summoned a powerful shaman who was able to heal or summon the spirit of Simangali. The shaman then did a ritual. The shaman summoned the spirit. The spirit was attached to the body of the statue that had been provided. The statue was ordered to dance and move. At the beginning, Si Gale Gale could move or dance mystically, or at the behest of a shaman. But now, Si Gale Gale is moved with the help of a puppeteer. Si Gale Gale comes from the word gale, which in Toba Batak language means graceful. In order to stand upright, Si Gale Gale is placed on a rectangular wooden pad. This wooden pad functions to connect the woven ropes, which can make the wooden doll move as if it were dancing. A puppeteer will control the ropes so that Si Gale Gale can move smoothly. Like the nervous system and the body joints in humans, these ropes connect Si Gale Gale's body parts, starting from the head, neck, arms, and palms. It turns out that we can still see the 90-year-old Si Gale Gale statue at the performance venue in Tobok. But because its condition is not good anymore, a duplicate is made. In fact, our oldest Si Gale Gale statue is over there. The original statue is broken, so we use a duplicate of that. But this is also old. This duplicate is over 30 years old. Of the three Si Gale Gale statues that we can see today at the Si Gale Gale performance venue in Tomok, all of them wear black clothes. Does this have any meaning? Well, actually it's like this. Because Batak people are like that, so when they die, they have to be wrapped in the black ulos traditional clothes like this. That's why Batak people used to wear clothes when they died. They wore a black suit. In memory of his son Simangale, when Raja Rahat was alive, he made a rule or decree in the kingdom that the statue had to be displayed or shown to the public, whether at cultural or traditional events accompanied by dancing or tortor. This can be seen today when we visit Tomok, Samosir Island. Visitors also join the manortor. What are their impressions after seeing Si Gale Gale and dancing? In fact, our origins are from Samosir, the origins of our ancestors. So we come here from Nainggolan district because I am from the Nainggolan clan. We want to see this very sacred Batak culture, which is very interesting. We want to see Si Gale Gale directly.
Nah, itu kita sangat-sangat
Well, we are very, very impressed, and that is the Tortor Batak tradition. So we teach Manortor to children. There is an order in doing Manortor by holding ulos traditional cloth. We wear sword for women and for men. The ulos for women and men are also different, both in good and bad times. I think Lake Toba, especially in Tomok, is the best place to do Manortor.
Saya ikut melihat dan ikut.
After I see and take part in the Tortor dance with Sigali-gali, I feel that Batak culture is really interesting for us. First, we watched it, then we will share it with our friends. This Batak culture is really interesting.
Budaya Batak ini.
We are from the city of Subulussalam in the district of Aceh province, and we come with families. We are here for holiday to see Sigali-gali, which is one of Batak cultures. Then I'm actually here to let children know that Indonesia has many cultures. I see Sigali-gali and feel entertained. I want to come here again. We actually have a lot of hopes, ma'am, especially regarding Sigali-gali, because this must be preserved. This is one of the Batak cultures that we are still fighting to maintain from ancient times until now.
Namun terjatuh lagi, tapi luka ada. Thank you very much. You are still tuned to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, and more from Indonesia is coming up next. I'd like to say thank you very much for listening. You can follow our social media accounts, Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram VOI_official. More content from The Voice of Indonesia is available on our YouTube channel, VOI Official. I'm Steve. Thank you very much for listening. Stay tuned on RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia.